Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is the Commercial Free Expressway. Happy New Year, everyone. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy back with us, and Bobby Belt as well, along with Pepe, live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. You are not going to ever forget the Neighborhood Watch segment that is coming up here in a matter of minutes. We got Power Rankings Thursday edition at 8 and Babe Laufenberg at 8:40 to preview the Cowboys' final regular season game of the year Sunday against one of his former teams. But a lot of Mike McCarthy noise, Ralph. And yeah. You've been out for a little bit. So I'd like to start there and get your thoughts on where things stand and what you would like to see and what you think is going to happen. Mike McCarthy tomorrow for the final time with us, maybe ever, at 6:30 on The Fan.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was, we were all in the 5%-ish.
Yeah.
I'm at about 85% now that he's back.
Yeah, Bobby, with the biggest percentage jump in show history, going from 2 to 70. 2 to 70.
So you're at 70% that he's back.
Maybe even higher?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I guess. Yes. I genuinely, I'm at 70.
What? Why are you hesitating?
Because Jerry is very effective at the way of like, what are y'all talking about? Which way are y'all going? Okay, I'm gonna talk in a way that maybe you think it's the other one now. And so it's just that whole.
So Tuesday with us kind of bounced you back?
No, like I said, I'm at 70. I'm just going to try to commit to 70, but like I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, but I would say more likely than not.
Did you get anything from Jerry with us on Tuesday talking about it? I got nothing.
Nothing. I like Mike. I think Mike's a good coach. I don't think Mike is I don't think he's the problem here. I think there's a lot of problems here. He could be one of the problems. Is he a coaching advantage? I don't know. The question that you have is, if you move on from him, are you going to get a better coach? Are you going to get the guy you want? Bill's already gone at Carolina. Vrabel is not. I don't think they're going to hire Vrabel.
Why?
Because I don't think he wants the job. I think he wants New England.
Completely disagree about that, though. I think he absolutely would want this job.
Well, would he want the job because this is a job that he craves, or would he want the job because he wants a job?
No, he wants...
Like McCarthy, right? No, did McCarthy want this job, or did he want a job?
No, I think Vrabel absolutely views Dallas as that's one of the spots that you hold up as a pinnacle in the NFL.
I get that. And
he has good relationships with the Joneses. That's a guy who will make stops on the bus in Indy.
But you've seen Vrabel connection with Chicago, with the Jets.
Ohio State. New England, obviously. Yeah.
It shows you the flukiness of this league. 1 year later... He was available for everyone last year.
Everyone.
One year later, now everyone wants. It's amazing how the hype cycle works.
Plus, what's Vrabel ever like? What is Mike Vrabel as a coach? He's not an elite play caller. Nobody thinks he's not anything. He's a CEO kind of guy.
Yeah.
People think he can be Dan Campbell. That's what.
Yeah, but he wasn't Dan Campbell in Tennessee.
Man, he got Tennessee to an AFC title game, and they've been pretty piss poor since then.
I always blame the Titans situation on the roster. Like, that is the most boring.
It's a very boring
get roster. Out of the league roster. No quarterback. What's the best quarterback he had was Tannehill.
Yep.
Like, he's never had
Tannehill played well, but that's it. I mean, that's all he had. He didn't have anything. A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Which he fought like hell for them not to trade A.J. Brown.
Like, name the top five best players Mike Vrabel had in Tennessee.
No, Henry, A.J.
Henry, A.J.
Byard.
Was Frank Wycheck playing by that time? no, like, but honestly, yeah, Byard.
And
Byard,
who's
Henry,
the D lineman who slaps?
Jarrell Casey. Like, I mean, you had, like, if it's not a bunch of, right. they don't have a bunch of stars. And he had them, but they were the one seed 1 year. They went to the AFC title game another time. Like, I made the comparison to Chop. It's a little like what Joe Girardi was with the Marlins. Remember when the Marlins were okay, but people were like, it's a miracle Joe Girardi got them to there. And so he became the hottest coaching candidate when he was free. Yankees hired him. But I think that's the state that he's in, where people just give him so much credit for, you did anything there. It's impressive. Yeah.
So should we make anything of zero reported media connections to any other coach? Cowboys are interested in. Cowboys are inquiring. Because to me, it's been... 1,000% dead silence on that front.
Right.
Do we make anything of that?
No, because no. I think if you go back and look at when they let Garrett go, they let his contract run out, there was not talk about McCarthy until they were interviewing him. Like, he wasn't the name that was being discussed. People were throwing out all sorts of, like, ooh, would they want Urban Meyer? Would they be interested in this guy? And that, like, people were suggesting stuff that they were just trying to connect dots, but it turned out in the end, McCarthy was who they were going to interview, and that's who they ended up wanting.
That's it. I mean, they did literally two interviews.
And same sort of thing as Vrabel, where he'd been out of a job for 2 years, and he was free, and they could have talked to him if they wanted.
Yeah, so, like, to me, if you're not going to get Vrabel, and you're not going to get Bill, you're just making a change to make a change. And...
Should we view this differently, from a relationship? If this was one of my friends in a crappy relationship, and they said back to me, "Well, who else am I going to get better?" I would say that should not even be a factor in your mind. You'll find someone. You have to get out of the relationship. He sucks. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's toxic. It's not going to work. Or is that totally different because you do have to marry someone within a matter of months?
Yeah, you got to marry someone in a couple of weeks, right? Because you really want to, if you're going to fire your head coach, you want to have a new head coach in place by February 1st.
Because I hate making decisions in life based feeling trapped.
Right.
Based off of, well, who else am I going to get? And is it just a matter, you can look at it with your job, right? Some people have the balls and the stones, which I respect in many instances, to just quit their job because they hate it. And they're like, I'll find something. My dad has always drilled in my head, like, you ain't quitting until you know what the safety net is. Yeah. You better not leave until you know what the other opportunity is or who the next person is you're working for.
Right.
I know deep down, in my opinion, I believe McCarthy's not the guy that they can win a Super Bowl with. I agree with you. There's a lot of other problems. What I've always said about Mike isn't good enough to overcome those things. And you got to operate in life with the way things are. Jerry and Steven aren't leaving.
They're not.
They're not leaving. So you have to. So then the goal has to become finding someone within your search that's good enough to overcome what you believe Jerry and Steven's problems and issues are. Mike's not that guy for me. Apologizing to McCarthy's and listening, Mike tomorrow. I'm just being honest about it. That's the way I believe.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you say, are they going to find anybody better? Wasn't that the exact thing you pushed back against whenever we're talking about extending Dak? Like, you can't think like that. You need to go just find, you need to see if you can find it, whether you think that's likely or not that you're going to find somebody better.
That's the thing with Dak, though, is like, that's a salary cap issue.
Okay,
too.
Let's adjust a little. You said you don't know if Mike gives them a coaching advantage, right?
Yeah, I think Mike is a slightly above league average coach.
But you don't know on a game to game basis if he gives you an advantage, right?
Right, like a technical tactical advantage.
Do you think should be that difficult to find somebody who could?
Apparently it is. Look around the league.
But I mean,
you got seven. You got teams. I mean, how many teams have a coach that is the coach of their team that was there pre-COVID?
A lot of turnover.
You know, these teams, like, none of these organizations know what they're doing. Just go look at the draft. Like, none of these, the teams that are picking the top 10 are always picking in the top 10. Like, yeah, Michael,
it's true.
It's amazing. Like, I'm actually becoming a bigger Michael Lombardi fan than you are now. Like, just, he's completely, because he's right about how the league sucks. And he's right about that. Like, none of these teams know what the hell they're doing.
Let's just look at teams that are currently in the playoffs. And I'm just going to, the ones who are actually in who have clinched, you tell me if you think they give the coaching advantage or not, generally. Sean McVay and the Rams.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur and the Packers.
Yes.
Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. 1,000,000%.
Dan Campbell and the Lions.
Not because of him.
The tactical may be the aggression fourth down, but
no one gives Dan Campbell credit for Ben. It's Ben Johnson.
Ben
right?
Johnson's the genius.
It's Ben Johnson for that, but it is absolutely. I think culture and knowing loopholes around
it's a culture advantage.
Yeah, and rule loopholes and stuff like that. Yeah. Dan Campbell does study those things. I think that's a tactical advantage.
I think Mike gives is a good culture coach. Generally,
they've had 2 years where it was really in question. So I mean, I don't know. Washington, Dan Quinn.
I don't think so.
I think we all talked.
They're really good because they've got a tremendous quarterback.
I mean, I think that's a little revisionist history, though, to say doesn't give him an advantage, because we all talked about for 3 years here, he got the most out of their defensive players for the most part.
Yeah.
Where they didn't get that previously.
Good defensive mind.
Sirianni, I don't think so. Okay, so there's one, but they got Big Dom. So you got Big Dom. Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
I think so.
I think he's a culture guy.
He is a culture guy.
I don't think he's. When I think of coaching advantage, I'm thinking Shanahan, McVay. Stuff okay. Like that.
I also think of coaching advantage of like he has done a really good. Jesse Minter, their defensive coordinator, is a genius, and he's brought that guy along.
Okay.
Andy Reid.
Yes.
D'Amico Ryans.
No.
Culture guy.
Man, I think tactically what he did with San Francisco defensively, and now what they've been able to do in Houston with their defense, I think he's good.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach, and I wouldn't like to have him. I don't think, oh my God, he's going to scheme the crap out of you. Good defense. I'm not thinking instant yes.
Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Culture guy.
Yeah.
To me, Tomlin and McCarthy are the same thing.
All right, this stopped me down last night. This. I was in such a cruise control mode, and then I read this in Choppy's email.
All right, so I do my BetQL show with a guy from Pittsburgh.
Oh, do you guys drink bidet water too?
We do not drink bidet water. Like, so if you just go back and look at the resumes, there's not a single organization other than Pittsburgh that keeps Mike Tomlin since 2007. He took over in 07. He wins the Super Bowl in 08, missed the playoffs the next year, lost the Super Bowl in 2010, and then these are the next 15 years, okay? These are the next 15 years. Lost the wild card. 8-8. 8-8. Lost the wild card. Won the wild card, lost the division round. Lost the AFC championship game. One and done. Missed playoffs. Lost wild card. Lost wild card. Missed playoffs. Lost wild card. And this year, they're going to be one and done again.
And that was starting from what year?
Those were since 2010, so they lose the Super Bowl.
Why are you sure they're going to be one and done?
Because they're awful.
So they're awful. Okay, let's operate from that assumption.
They're going to be one.
Dallas. We've talked about one of the more talented teams in football. Why are Dallas and Pittsburgh in similar circumstances a lot of the time then, where one team you think is awful and the other team you think is one of the better rosters in football? That right there says Mike McCarthy and Mike Tomlin aren't the same coach.
They're awful from the standpoint of, like, they're not capable of beating good teams.
Russell Wilson has a better record. He's got a winning record right now, and he didn't the 3 years before that in different systems with different coaches that are praised very highly. Justin Fields won more games than after everybody had said he couldn't win games. Mason Rudolph had a career winning record.
McCarthy just won. He's 9-4 with Cooper Rush, or I guess 9-5.
I know. But without Cooper Rush, for instance, right? We're talking about, why is this team underachieving? There's never been an underachieving question with Pittsburgh while Tomlin's been there.
That's perception of the roster, because this
your
roster...
Your perception of the roster. Right,
of course, but this roster gets overrated every year. Every year it gets overrated. It's a top-heavy... It's the term that Sean used, house of cards, is this organization's roster in a nutshell for 15 years now.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, Tomlin has zero losing records in his entire career in Pittsburgh. Mike has 2 in 5 years.
Are you saying that Mike Tomlin has just severely underachieved in the postseason?
I mean, he has. Yeah, do I think Mike Tomlin should be fired? No, I don't. I don't. I don't think Tomlin should be fired. I'm just saying, like, any other organization, when the last handful of years were missed playoffs, lost wild card, missed playoffs, lost wild card. That's 6 years, and now we're going into the seventh. And you haven't been out of the first round in 7 years, well, more than 8 years, and you've missed the playoffs in half of them almost.
But everyone thinks it's overachieving, including you.
But again, that's perception, because we overrate the Dallas Cowboys roster.
But it's your own perception. So what I'm saying is, by your own perception.
Pittsburgh has this, like, gritty, gutty.
Yeah, so by your own measure, though, by your own perception. I'm not talking about league-wide perception. I'm talking about what you perceive Pittsburgh to be. They overperform. Dallas is performing about at that level of what you believe their roster talent.
Right. Put Tomlin, McCarthy, and Sean Payton in order.
Ooh. Sean Payton's first.
Okay.
I generally would put Sean first.
Okay.
And then probably Tomlin, then McCarthy.
But you think it's really close?
Yeah, I think Sean Payton's like,
but Tomlin and McCarthy are close.
I think Tomlin and McCarthy are closer, than Peyton and Tomlin.
Do you think Tomlin's a Hall of Famer?
He got to win another
one. In your Hall of Fame?
I can't put a coach in with one title. I think you need two, at
least. Okay. All right.
He has one. He's been back to another.
Right. Yeah, I think you need two.
John Machota put up a poll question. Who would you most like to see coaching the Cowboys in 2025? The options: McCarthy, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, other. The winner, of course, of this was...
Ben Johnson.
6,000 votes, 64% voting Ben Johnson.
The
unfortunate thing is I don't think even if they move on from McCarthy, they would ever go down that road. Because I don't think Jerry wants to hire. Either. I don't think he wants to hire a guy to learn the job.
16.5% voted Vrabel. 9.5% voted McCarthy. 10% said other.
So McCarthy was last.
He was last.
So 91% said, give me literally anybody else.
877-881-1053 is the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. I won't go into too much detail here because I don't want to, you know, betray trust. There was a group of people who we usually trust that believed Jerry's interview with us on Tuesday was bad news for McCarthy. I got alerted to this like later on in the day, and I was like, what? Really? Like, and again, we're all just trying to judge word salad, but Ed Werder had tweeted something, and then there were some other people in the media who were trying to read through the tea leaves, and they took it as a negative endorsement for McCarthy. And it got me to thinking, I think like Bobby, it caused you to second, third, fourth guess yourself. And I was thinking, what's the one way that Jerry Jones could reinvigorate us or get us really, really excited? And that would be quick hitting news of, we're moving on from Mike, bam, here's the next guy. And it makes me wonder, is Jerry up to something? Because to have us relive and repeat all this into another offseason, I just find that really, really hard to believe. I do. Now, the other option, Choppy, that we went over the other day, I keep on wanting to say Friday. Like we're on a new
I know. This felt like Sunday yesterday.
Yeah.
It really did.
How would you feel if McCarthy was kept around as a CEO and they went and got like a hotshot OC, like the second coming of Kellen Moore?
Totally fine. Yeah, I generally think I don't want Mike to be the play caller next year. I don't want to run his offense. But I generally think, like, from a CEO perspective, I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's a good culture guy. He keeps him on task. Does he do anything elite offensively? No. I think his scheme is outdated. Bring in a hotshot younger guy. Somebody who broke wind in the vicinity of Sean McVay.
Does he have to... Ask this about you. If they say you're back, but you got an offensive coordinator, does he have to? Do you say like you can't be involved in this, or do they say you're back? We're picking an offensive coordinator, but you can have a hand in who we're picking, or do you say no? You're completely divorced from this. We're picking an offensive coordinator because you would influence it too much and make it more like what you want.
We're picking because I don't want the cookbook around.
Yeah,
so it's got to be new recipes.
Let the team pick. You know, if it's down to two or three guys, you know, like that have a similar, they all have.